In the years since the pandemic struck the United States, Amazon's stock prices have soared. While brick-and-mortar stores were frustrated by lockdowns, the online retail giant offered an unrivaled selection of products and same-day deliveries. As Amazon expanded operations, it absorbed thousands of recently unemployed Americans into its workforce. Despite the company's success, some workers at Amazon warehouses describe their working conditions as inhuman. Protesters gathered at Amazon's Troutdale Distribution Center Saturday to stand in solidarity with organizing workers.
Well, I think it's important for the public to support the working class, especially when they're being cheated.
I'm a supporter of the Amazon workers' right to have a union. I am a member, a retired member of the of United Food and Commercial Workers. I was a butcher, and so now I get a retirement, and I wouldn't have that without the union. So
I've been a regular worker. I've also worked for the union. I've been involved in organizing campaigns when I was a representative for the union. One of the speakers here said, oh, it'll be game over for Amazon if they get a union contract. You know, that's really not right. Amazon will do just fine as a union employer.
And could you repeat your name one more time?
My name is Keith. I don't know if you need my last name.
I don't know. I mean, you can share it if you want to. You don't have to.
You know what? My employer's going to know who I am. My name is Keith Haxton.
Okay. And I take it you are currently working for Amazon then?
Currently work at Amazon. Been at the current location I'm at for over 14 months.
And could you tell me a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish here today?
Right now, we're trying to get the word out there that we need to organize. We're trying to get solidarity from the community. We're trying to inspire our coworkers. We have over 10,000, maybe even 15,000 workers at Amazon warehouses just in Oregon. And to get the message out there that, hey, we're organizing, you have friends, we're in solidarity with you, it's a big part of it. Ostensibly, the main reason we are here is to get Brian rehired.
Rehire Brian!
Rehire Brian!
Rehire Brian!
Brian was our core organizer. He was working here at PDX9. He got fired 3 days before Christmas, and he needs to get rehired. He didn't deserve it. He got assaulted at work and then was fired when he reported it.
At about 1 in the morning, a coworker basically wanted to basically say that I was taking equipment that I wasn't supposed to take when I had permission to do it, and I wanted to resolve that. Just let him know, hey, just letting you know, I've got clearance to move that stuff. Basically, a coworker assaulted me, shoved me hard backwards onto the floor, and I was like, holy crap, I did not see that coming. And again, I've never been in a fight at work ever. I've never been assaulted at work. It's not my style. I've worked tons of jobs with tons of people and get along with everybody. So it totally surprised me that the next day, Amazon pulled me into an office and said, oh, well, you're fired because you didn't prevent that assault from occurring, basically. It's your fault. And it's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they actually fired him because he submitted a complaint about us not getting 2 week notice for our schedule changes, which according to Oregon law, we need now. And he followed up with Bully, and they said, actually, Amazon's legal justification for not giving us a 2 week notice is they say, we're not a retailer. Amazon claims to not be a retailer. The largest retailer in the world probably says, oh, we're not a retailer. That law doesn't apply to us. They said that to Brian, and then they fired him not long after.
And they just basically said, no, but the main thing you need to know is you can't talk to anybody about this, can't tell anybody about your firing, can't tell any coworkers, can't tell anybody outside of work, and also you're fired and have no recourse. And you can't appeal this either. It seemed ridiculous. So my thing and frustration was, there's got to be a better way to do that. But I also know that HR isn't there to help workers. I figured that out while I was on site because they would constantly lie to me and lie to other workers about conditions, about safety, about when I brought up conditions, they would basically just gaslight me or shine me on or tell me absolute fabrications.
I've injured my foot, my back, my shoulder. I've been in physical therapy 2 or 3 times. And I'm pretty young. I'm 32 years old. I'm a veteran. I made it through basic training in AIT. Not everyone does. It's about as brutal as you can get. And it's mostly just that the managers don't care. If you say, hey, my back is hurting, I need to take a break. No, you're not getting a break.
Workplace safety stuff that I've seen on the job certainly has to do with basically, number one, just the idea that you can work mandatory overtime night after night after night with no recovery time. That's one thing I think is a big issue there, because people are working 55, 60 hours a week, mandatory, forced overtime, 4.5 months of that last year. And so you just see moms who are like a single mom who have kids at home, work on an 11-hour night shift, try to go home and turn around and try to get their kids into school. But the safety stuff I would say so you see on site would basically just be COVID especially, where there's not a real way where you can actually do safe distancing. you'd have trainers and managers come into your workstation and stand next to you with their mask hanging off their face and try to give you direction. And it's a scary place for to try to tell somebody above you what you can do or not do, because they're constantly firing people for dumb reasons or for retaliation or both. So that's a big thing we saw there. I just also just saw in terms of safety, it was just like workers limping, workers injured, workers who could only use one arm, just trying to get to their shift because they didn't have any time off they could take off because they were rejected by the company about to get that time off. And they're also because they're worried about losing their jobs. When they talk about COVID and reporting about COVID, they're supposed to tell coworkers, if someone you work with closely has COVID, you're supposed to know about that, right? Contact tracing, the idea of how to stay safe. Do I need to get tested? You know, they don't do any of that. Almost none. Most workers have said, hey, that guy next to me, I didn't know why he got COVID until I knew him outside of work and he told me he got COVID. Nobody at work told me. He was just gone.
Several demonstrators referenced the unionization efforts of Amazon warehouse employees in Bessemer, Alabama. Their effort to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union represents the largest push for Amazon workers' union to date. The company pushed back with mandatory anti-union lectures, posters, and text messages. Some workers were fired, allegedly, for their role as organizers.
There's like 1.3 million people who work at Amazon now. Amazon is massively growing. Almost everyone knows someone who works at Amazon in the United States now, or close to it. I think the big thing that the public can do is, A, they can put pressure on Amazon and say, those jobs should be good jobs, and we don't need more gig jobs in a gig economy. They can put pressure on politicians to say, we need more worker protections. But they can also basically say to the workers that they know at Amazon, the way things get better is if you guys form a union. They can tell people, that's what actually gets the goods. Because everything else, like one of the workers said, the boss can take all that away. Anything the HR promises you, they can take away the next day. It takes actual collective power to hold those things and keep those for workers.
From KBOO News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.